Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, I saw you tweet yesterday that gas prices in Michigan went up to $4.39 a gallon. I have seen a couple stations in Indiana head that direction. Are we going to see something similar happen in Indiana soon, do you think, or it might be a while?
No, I think that could happen. Usually Indiana is right on the heels of Michigan or the other. I think in this instance, would not surprise me if Indiana takes what we saw in Michigan. So if you're low on fuel, if you can get to one of those stations that's at $3.85 or less, it may be a great time to fill your tank, as prices could be going back beyond that $4 a gallon mark sometime later today or this week.
Just kind of for those who maybe are just getting caught up on all this, what are the biggest reasons for gas prices continuing to rise right now?
Well, a lot of it is continued fluctuations in oil. We started the week, oil prices Monday morning were down $3.50 a barrel. They finished the day up a couple of dollars. We are now at $105 a barrel this morning. They've just continued to be all over the place. And the fact of the matter is, diesel and gasoline prices have continued to head higher on demand that's gone up and inventories that have gone down. And the diesel price now nationally hitting a new record last week. This morning, the average price for diesel, $5.34 a gallon. Gasoline prices heading back up. The national average now at $4.21, the highest level in the last few weeks.
Is the war between Russia and Ukraine driving a lot of this?
Well, I think it's not only continued war between Russia and Ukraine, which over time has led to a depletion in the amount of heavy oil available to the global market, but it's the fact that we continue to head towards summer driving season and demand is up and the economy has been strong and diesel demand has been up. So it's just a continued imbalance between supply and demand. And of course, the longer we go out without Russian crude oil, the more global oil inventories continue to falter. And that's one of the points of contention here is that global oil inventories are at their lowest level in years.
Did you ever think you would see diesel at these price levels?
Oh, it's been truly impressive watching the market respond to this. It's clear that there's a lot of products and are in high demand right now, and there's just too much demand to meet that supply. Or I should say there's not enough supply to meet that demand. I would never have guessed in my wildest dreams that we'd be talking about a national average for diesel at $5.34 a gallon. And keep in mind now, it's not just wild California where $6 for diesel is common. We've now hit the $6 gallon mark for diesel in Connecticut and Massachusetts as well. So truly impressive what is going on with diesel. And keep in mind the trickle-down effect, what you buy in the grocery store, the hardware store, whether you're taking a plane or a train or goods shipped via semi-truck, this is going to absolutely have a major effect on what you buy at the store the next time you go.
If you're someone that drives a truck or you drive any vehicle that fills up diesel, what advice would you give those people?
Boy, you need to drive still. I would say just drive as fuel efficiently as possible. There's not going to be any help on the supply side, not for some time. The only thing we can really do is potentially influence demand and reduce demand, and that could help prices. But, again, it's real tough to ask, truckers to slow down a couple miles an hour, but driving more fuel efficiently would help conserve fuel.
All right. Is COVID having any impact on this?
COVID early last week. Now, COVID has continued to ravage China, which shuts down areas of larger cities, including Shanghai and Beijing. But China has slowly reopened because of the disruptions that shutting down those major cities has had. China has been an influence in pushing oil down and then for oil to go back up simply because they are such a large consumer of oil. If they shut down, which stifles demand, it does have a profound impact on the price of oil on both sides, both down and up.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of for now.
All right, he's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.